T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. General Motors workers on strike. We've got the story.
I'm Rodney Price. The Kansas State Fair will evaluate gun rules for concert security. I'll have that story coming up.
Another road game for the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday. We do have highlights coming up in sports.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. It was a hot and breezy weekend across Wichita, and it looks like that trend is going to continue again today. Our complete forecast is coming up.
General Motors was hit with a strike by union employees early today. Fox's Aisha Hasney has details.
49,000 United Auto Worker members are now officially on strike after the union failed to reach a contract agreement with General Motors on Sunday. Now, we know that talks broke down during the day on Sunday, the UAW describing the situation as contentious, but has agreed to return to the bargaining table on Monday morning. GM says it has made substantial offers, but union officials say they are far apart when it comes to wages, health care, and use of temporary workers and other major items on the agenda.
Union members walked out of factories and set up picket lines at 33 plants across the nation, as well as 22 parts warehouses.
The Kansas State Fair will reevaluate its gun policy this fall because concert security concerns could conflict with state law that allows gun owners to carry their weapons openly.
The Wichita Eagle reports that the fair had to screen concert goers at the September 7th Billy Currington performance because he required it in his contract, and the show was delayed while everyone and their bags were checked. Fair manager Robin Jennison says the fair will likely have to employ that kind of security more often if it wants to continue booking top acts, because such requirements are becoming common. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Fire at the Rockboro Apartments near Douglas and Rock Road in East Wichita displaced nearly two dozen people Saturday afternoon.
Firefighters responded to the two-alarm blaze just before 3 p.m. Saturday. When crews arrived, heavy smoke was pouring from the second floor and two center units. The Wichita Fire Department searched for people inside, but everyone had evacuated safely. Fire officials say three apartments were damaged in the fire. The fire started in the wall between two apartments on the second floor. Nobody was injured, but the Red Cross was called to assist 18 adults and four kids who have been displaced by the fire. Investigators say the fire was accidental and electrical. There was $200,000 in structural damage and $50,000 in content. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke with President Trump over the phone yesterday.
The Democratic leaders requesting to have a talk with the president over potential gun control measures. Sunday marked 200 days since the House passed legislation that would expand background checks to include firearms sold at gun shows, online, and person-to-person. Pelosi and Schumer say they're frustrated by what they call Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's lack of action. They add, if the president supports the bill, they'll join him in the Rose Garden for an historic signing ceremony. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
An Ohio video game player upset about an online bet has been sentenced to 15 months in prison for recruiting another man to make a bogus emergency call in 2017 that led to police killing a Wichita man. U.S. District Judge Eric Malgren also imposed a restriction on gaming activity by 19-year-old Casey Viner of North College Hill, Ohio, for 2 years. Viner pleaded guilty to conspiracy and obstruction of justice. He has admitted trying to hide his involvement after realizing the addict got someone killed. Police responding to the call shot Andrew Finch when he came to the door of one of the player's old address. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
An epic quarter of football in Oakland yesterday. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
And a company accused of fueling the opioid crisis is filing for bankruptcy. That story and more news on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. On Sunday's John Whitmer Show, Kansas Lieutenant Governor Tracy Mann, former Lieutenant Governor Tracy Mann, talked about his decision to run for the congressional seat being vacated by Congressman Roger Marshall, who is running for U.S. Senate.
I'm running for Congress in the big first, and I support Trump's efforts to secure the border. I think we need to build a wall, and then I think we need a system that works and provides agriculture and other industries with the workers that we need. We have to be a country of law and order.
The John Whitmer Show, Sunday nights at 7 here on KNSS.
The White House continues sourcing funds for more of the border wall. Meanwhile, there's a key position open in the administration.
The president says new strides are being made on a border wall. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan says Defense Department resources will help accomplish that goal sooner rather than later.
With the president's commitment, we're going to have 450 plus miles of wall done by the end of 2020.
The president also plans to reveal this week how he'll go about replacing ousted National Security Advisor John Bolton. 15 candidates are said to be in that mix. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The company accused of fueling the opioid crisis is filing for bankruptcy.
Purdue Pharma made billions selling the prescription painkiller OxyContin. Now it's filed for bankruptcy just days after it reached a tentative settlement with state and local governments suing it over the opioid crisis. The move was anticipated before and after the deal, which could be worth up to $12 billion over time. The company says the move would provide billions of dollars in critical resources to communities to cope with the opioid crisis. About half the states haven't signed on to the proposal, and several plan to challenge the settlement in bankruptcy court. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Things in traffic looking pretty good out there so far this morning. Do have a stalled out vehicle, so watch for a slowdown here. And it's a westbound on Kellogg right around Hillside. But watch out for that traffic from KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some high clouds are drifting into central Kansas this morning, but for the most part, a mostly sunny start to the day with temperatures in the upper 80s at noontime, 92 for the high. Tonight's going to be clear, our low 72, then sunny and breezy on Tuesday with a high 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour, and 69 degrees. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. We had a sunny, warm day across central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature, a warm 94 degrees. Normal high for the date, 83. The weekend, the Kansas State Fair came to an end in Hutchinson. I would imagine they had a pretty good run. I'm sure in excess of 300,000 people, as they usually have about 330. And the weather was pretty accommodating this year. It looked like not a lot of thunderstorms, not a lot of real hot weather, so probably a pretty good year for the Kansas State Fair. 8:11 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And with us this morning, special guest from Kate TV, Taylor Adams is with us. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning. How are you all?
Doing well. Now, you're doing a report on domestic violence, is that correct, in Kansas?
Yes, that is correct. It airs tonight at 10.
Okay, we've got, of course, Ted Woodward goes to City Hall every day for the police briefing, and we talk about the DV a lot because it makes it on that police blotter quite a bit. And it's a real problem. It's a big problem. How big a problem is it here in Kansas, you think?
Well, it is a extremely, extremely vast problem. We know that 1 in 4 women will be a victim of domestic violence. That's severe domestic violence. And so that really adds up to about 363,000 women. So if you really put that in perspective, it's a huge number here.
You know, here in Wichita, we have just a couple of shelters serving the Wichita area, just two or three?
Yes, that is correct. So there are two. There's Harbor House and there's the Wichita Family Crisis Center. Those actually serve three counties. So they serve Sumner County, Cowley County, and Sedgwick County. And there are about 60 beds between the two that are available for women, children, and men. Anyone that finds himself a victim of domestic violence can come in and get help.
And it's serving a big market. So what are you finding out? That's simply not enough, bed space and not enough facility?
Yes. And that is the huge issue here. And that's really what the heart of this story is about. You know, these two shelters are turning away 40 to 50 women a month. And if you think about that, that's It's just a huge number. And when they have to turn these women away, it means that they are either back out onto the street, at a hotel, at a homeless shelter maybe. And all of those things mean that they could potentially be hurt or even killed by their abuser. And a lot of these women have children. So these are families that are in danger every single day in Kansas.
This is a tough issue. I've done a lot of reporting on it, Taylor, and I know that a woman is involved with someone or a man, you know, a partner, and maybe they're dependent on that person for food and sustenance and all the great things. And maybe there's a great feeling between them as well. It's not just as easy as just walking out of the house, packing a bag and leaving, is it?
Exactly. You know, there's a lot of judgment and a lot of stigma that goes along with this issue. And people, they say, well, why don't you just leave? Why don't you just walk away? If you're being hit, then you shouldn't stay with this person. And you're exactly right. It's a lot harder than just leaving. Maybe they are relying on them for food and money and shelter. Or maybe they're worried of what their community or their family will think if they come forward and say, you know, I have a problem, I need help. Because a lot of times they place the blame on themselves. And so these women and men even and children, they need our help and they need more help to be able to get what they need.
But you talk about demographics there who are involved and people involved. This is not a group that has a whole lot of political power. Somebody's going to have to be there, you know, it's going to have to stand up for them in places of power.
Exactly. They need advocates. They need everyday people in the community that are willing to face this issue and say, yes, it is a problem. Yes, we will stand by these people. And you're right, be willing to come forward and advocate for them, because the fact of the matter is they just can't advocate for themselves right now because they're simply trying to stay alive.
Okay, Taylor, when's your report going to be on again?
Tonight at 10 on Cake News.
Taylor, thanks for being with us. We appreciate your time this morning. Taylor Adams from Cake TV. She's going to do a piece on domestic violence. It should be pretty interesting. 8:15 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Monday, September 16th. On this date in 2007, O.J. Simpson was arrested in the alleged armed robbery of sports memorabilia collectors in Las Vegas. Simpson later convicted of kidnapping and armed robbery, sentenced to 9 to 33 years in prison. He was released in 2017. But, there's a guy. Things went bad for him somewhere along the line. He was absolutely, did he win the Heisman Trophy?
Well, sure he did.
Down at USC. Yep. I remember that was when I was in high school that he was doing his thing out there and a great pro career. Then he became an actor. And then, of course, his alleged involvement in the murder of his wife, his ex-wife. So, OJ. But now he's back out, right?
That's correct.
All right. Today, we share with you the story of a couple of guys who may not be the brightest people in the world, facing criminal charges.
I hope it's not Steve and Ted.
No, for walking onto the Old Faithful Geyser in Yellowstone National Park. First of all, if you've ever been there, they don't want you walking. They've got barriers everywhere. They don't want you walking on those surfaces because you can fall through into the geysers and into the boiling water. So they don't want you out there, okay? Kimberly Gilliam says she saw the men leaning directly over the geyser to take photos Tuesday.
Oh, I wish it had erupted right then.
Going off boardwalks in Yellowstone's thermal areas, dangerous and illegal. Old Faithful erupts with boiling hot water about once every hour. And park officials say the men have been summoned to appear in federal court.
Morons.
They have not been identified by the court. Several people have been cited over the years for wandering onto Yellowstone's most famous geyser. Several others have been seriously burned by falling or stepping into the geyser's thermal features. Of course, it's not just, as I recall, there are also bubbling clay geysers, all kinds of things going up around Yellowstone. And there's some pretty dangerous places there. You got to be careful. These guys are out looking down into a geyser that would, if it erupted, it would probably decapitate both of them or just burn them beyond recognition. Yeah. Anyway. maybe they were inebriated or something.
No, they're just being tourists.
Yeah. It's true. Sometimes tourists.
That's what tourists do.
They go
around barriers and they start taking pictures of stuff.
For several years ago, my wife and I and another couple were in the Muir Woods, out in California,
which is one of the more pristine places on the planet.
And it's awesome how quiet it is and beautiful. couple of guys in here. Hey, man, what you did? Look at this tree over here.
Yeah,
hey, anybody got a cigarette?
Yeah.
Like, people, great. The way
Thank
people
you.
Behave.
Yeah.
All right, Steve and Ted, 818 here on a Monday morning. Ted Woodward Sports this morning. We've got some football to talk about. And quite an interesting game between the Chiefs and the Raiders yesterday, Ted. Very interesting.
Yep, last scheduled visit for the Chiefs to Oakland because the Raiders are moving to Las Vegas next year. And the Chiefs and the Raiders, interesting, intriguing the way this thing developed. It started out very slowly for the Chiefs as Oakland scored 10 points right away in the first quarter. Chiefs were down by 10 points on the road. But then, boy, things went crazy in the second quarter for the Chiefs. And you heard it all right here. Mitch Holt has had the call on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Takes the snap right at his belt, turns the right hip. Now he's going to gun it long. He wants DeMarcus Robinson coming back to the ball. He's got it in the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. DeMarcus Robinson, it's his turn to have the game of his life. And the Chiefs have four consecutive touchdowns. And Mahomes is in a human acetylene torch. And now five catches for 134 yards and two TDs for DeMarcus Robinson. Simply having a career day, and we're not even to halftime. And Mahomes for touchdown passes. He now has the most prolific 2 weeks to start a season in Kansas City Chiefs history.
Before that game, I really didn't know much about DeMarcus Robinson. Oh, yeah, I think he's one of the receivers. And he has a terrific game. Yeah, and Mahomes just spreads it around.
Yep.
Gives everybody a shot.
Right. You know. Robinson, six catches, 172 yards.
Wow.
Those two touchdowns in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Mahomes, in the second quarter alone, 278 yards of passing in one quarter.
One quarter.
That's the most in one quarter in an NFL game in 11 years. He ended up with 443 yards through the air. Okay, so the score at halftime was 28-10, and that was the final score.
Final,
Nobody scored in the second half.
Whoa.
So the Chiefs get the 18-point win on the road. They've beaten the Raiders 9 of their last 10. And the Chiefs are one of 9 NFL teams that have started out the season now with a 2-0 record as the Chiefs get the win on the road. Another NFL action yesterday, the Seattle Seahawks go into Pittsburgh and beat the Steelers 28-26. Starting at strong safety for the Seahawks, former Kansas Jayhawk Bradley McDougal had an interception, three tackles, and broke up a pass. Of course, that interception led to a go-ahead touchdown in the third quarter. And starting at wide receiver for the Seahawks, former Kansas State Wildcat Tyler Lockett led the Seahawks with 10 catches yesterday for 79 yards. His longest was a 22-yard catch. Seahawks went on the road. Seahawks are one of those 2-0 teams in the NFL. They're tied for first atop the NFC West. Tonight, we'll talk college volleyball, the WSU Volleyball Coaches Show with head coach Chris Lamb. Always a good show. Coach Lamb will be joined by the play-by-play voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy, live tonight at AJ Sports Grill at the Alley, 13th and Greenwich. Go have dinner with Coach Lamb and Mr. Kennedy tonight. That'll be at 6 o'clock on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And right after Coach Lamb, you've got the Kansas City Royals later on tonight, taking on the Oakland Athletics on the West Coast. Yesterday, it was the Chiefs and the Raiders at that stadium. And now tonight, it's the Royals and the A's at that stadium.
Wow.
On the same field.
Yeah.
A's have won six in a row as the Royals and the A's. Royals begin their final road trip of the season tonight at Oakland.
That park opened, what, 66?
Long time ago, yeah.
To welcome the A's coming from Kansas City.
From Kansas City to Oakland.
Wow. Well, that's an old park.
It was used by the Raiders, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. In the AFL in the 1960s.
You know, and I was talking to Shelly about that yesterday, and the old Municipal Stadium in Kansas City did double duty.
Mm-hmm.
For a while.
Almost all stadiums did at that time.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. All right. 9 o'clock tonight, Royals and the A's, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Yesterday, the Royals lose to the Houston Astros 12-3 in Kansas City. Three-game sweep for the Astros over the Royals there. But you know.
Astros are good.
Astros have 98 wins, and the Royals have 95 losses.
Oh, wow.
In opposite ends right there. NASCAR racing yesterday, the first playoff race in Las Vegas. Interesting weekend for Kansas native Clint Bowyer. He had the fastest car on Saturday for qualifying, so he had the pole position Sunday. Then everything didn't go well on Sunday. Had trouble with his car balance, ended up with a flat tire, finished in 25th place. So Bowyer's got a couple races to try to make up ground if he wants to advance in the playoffs for NASCAR. The winner yesterday was Martin Truex Jr. In pro golf, the Champions Tour in Michigan yesterday, Jerry Kelly the winner. His second win this year on the Champions Tour. He competed in the Wichita Open a couple times back in the 1990s. He wins $300,000. Finishes two strokes ahead of Derby resident Woody Austin, who made a charge but could not quite catch Jerry Kelly there at the Champions Tour for that event. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:23 now, KNSS News. I keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Understanding the proposed cost of the Green New Deal. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.